Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with Frank Vandenhorst and Peter M. Fellows. In this week's segment of Behind the Words, we're going to take a deeper dive into the statement, everyone always does the best they can, given the inner resources available to them at the time. Peter, give us your first thoughts about this quote.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. It's good to be back with you and Frank here at the Road Ahead Cafe, brought to you by our sponsors. Well, we don't actually have any sponsors yet, but you can help. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. That way you don't miss an episode, and we'll soon be earning enough money to supersize the morning coffee. By the way, if you want to learn more about who we are, your three international men of mystery, our website is theroadaheadcafe.com. It's original, right? Yeah, that's us. So let me tell you what your humble correspondent, me, what I'm going to serve up for you today. Are you ready for this? I'm going to try and help you really get the truth of these words. Everyone always does the best they can, given the inner resources available to them at the time. Because if you can really get this, you'll discover nothing less than the key to forgiveness. No need to take a sabbatical and go for a pilgrimage to that guru up on the mountaintop. You're about to get a helping of enlightenment with a side of silliness right here now, because that's how we roll right here at the Road Ahead Cafe. Right, Rick?
You got it. Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, what are your first thoughts about this quote?
Well, I think it is a very interesting thought, and I'm going to tell you, the public, the audience, the listeners, welcome again to this wonderful show. I'm going to tell you something, but two guys in 1955 designed, it's called the Johari window. And the Johari window is a very interesting window because it helps you to understand and to deal with this interesting statement. Keep on listening.
Wow. You got me peaked. So this is my take. One of my favorite topics is finding your own gifts and then finding the gifts in others. So naturally, I love this episode. And, you know, seeing the world through our own lens, this magnificent journey. Where are you today? And, you know, to actually make a note right now. So if you're listening or watching, make a note. What inner resources do I have today, September 30th, or when this episode drops, October 4th, to do my best? What can I bring to others? Because giving is living. Peter, let's get a bit deeper. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, that was pretty deep, Rick. I don't know. I would like to tell you that Don Miguel Ruiz, a master of the Eagle Knight lineage of 1,000 years of Toltec Indian ancestral wisdom, author of the book, The Four Agreements, which we discussed in episode 4, check it out here at the Road Ahead Cafe, tells us to always do your best. Always do your best is the second agreement of the ancient Toltecs that they passed on to Ruiz. Now, how could keeping that agreement empower us? Because Ruiz tells us if we do less than our best, we may have to live with the pain of self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. My own inner source of wisdom, my pathfinder, whom I call Selena, once offered this truism to me. You do the best you can, and sometimes you miss the mark. That's life in a nutshell. So it only makes sense to do your best, but what Selena says in the aphorism we're discussing today is everyone always does their best. That doing your best is not about struggling to reach some abstract level of performance. It's what you always do, whether you're trying hard or not. And this sounds counterintuitive, right? If you aren't trying hard, then how can you be said to have done your best? So let me tell you about Joe. All of the characters in this story are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons is only because you probably know Joe or someone like him. Joe spends much of his work shift trying to avoid doing any hard work. He's very good at it. He'll walk around with the paper in his hand and a look on his face that says, I'm very, very busy. I'm doing something very difficult and important with this paperwork. And that's why I'm not doing any of the actual physical work that needs to be done. Some people think that Joe's lazy. They certainly don't believe he's doing his best. They say, if only he was more conscientious, he could do more. If only he was more motivated, he would do better. But Joe doesn't feel that conscientiousness or motivation that they say he needs to do more or to do better. And this is where the second part of the aphorism comes into play. Everyone always does their best, given the inner resources that are available to them at the time. And apparently, for whatever underlying reasons, Joe cannot seem to activate or to access the motivation and conscientiousness he needs to do more or better than he is doing. The confusion comes from our false belief that Joe should be able to somehow dig down deep and access motivation. He can't. If he had the motivation to dig down deep for the motivation, he would have had the motivation, and it's simply not available to him for whatever reason you come up with. Now, it's true that we have all the inner resources we need to find fulfillment at a deeper level. But sometimes the way our brain, that inner voice, got wired, it blocks our access to what we need, making those inner resources unavailable. We pause our program for a brief public service announcement. If you're Joe's boss, I'm not saying he can't fire his ass. That's a business decision based upon your evaluation of whether you're likely to be able to help Joe access his inner resources or whether you should just hire someone else. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Here is where I reveal the secret of the ages that I promised you, the key to forgiveness, and how understanding that everyone always does their best will give you that key. I want you to know, it took me a long time to find this secret, okay? I had to open up a mountain of fortune cookies before the secret was revealed to me. Now, here it is. Forgiveness isn't something you do. You may try hard to kindle a loving feeling in your heart for the person you feel wronged you. Now, forgiveness is an exercise in misunderstanding. It's a way of making ourselves feel better for punishing someone with resentment who didn't deserve that resentment. It's about feeling lighter because we finally let go of that resentment we felt when that jerk that we resent did that thing that we resent. But when you feel no resentment in the first place, you see no transgression. So you see no need, you feel no need for forgiveness. The only reason you feel resentment is because you believe that a person like Joe is not really doing his or her best. If a small child tried to hold open a heavy door to let you in, but wasn't able to, would you resent the child for not holding it open? Do you feel the need, since you're all into spiritual stuff, to forgive them? No, because you know that was the best the child could do. When you get that everyone always does the best that they can do at that time with the resources they can access, if you really get that, you will no longer feel resentment. And so you'll no longer feel there's any need to forgive anyone. There's nothing to forgive. Whatever they did, whatever they didn't do, that was their best at that time, given the inner resources available to them. So I want you to chew on that for a little while. And while you do, I'm going to do a little bit of magic for you. If you're ready for this, are you watching or listening carefully? There's nothing up my sleeves. I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt anyway. If you can really get that everyone always does their best, given the inner resources available to them at that time, so there's nothing to judge as bad, there's no need for resentment, there's no need for forgiveness. If you can get that, then alakazam, alakazoo, you must accept that the same is true for you. You are now free. No need for anxiety over whether or not you've done your best. And as Don Miguel Ruiz and the Toltec masters said, you avoid all self-judgment and regret because you're going to feel that whatever you did, that was the best you could do. This will free you from the tyranny of feeling you have to forgive someone and it's really hard to do. No, you don't have to forgive them. They didn't do anything. It'll free you from the tyranny of feeling that you could have and should have done better. No, in that moment, that was all you could do. But maybe I'm wrong. So stay tuned for Frank and Rick to offer you some alternative wisdom that will actually make sense. Rick?
Stuff. I love magic. This is how me and Frank came together. Frank, what do you have to share on this terrific stuff?
I think it's wonderful. I went listening to you, Peter, I thought of Indiana Jones and the Holy Grail. I thought, well, ladies and gentlemen, please, audience, Peter one day is going to talk about the Holy Grail. Buckle up because this is just a teaser. Anyway, thank you, Peter, for this. Looking at the quote, everyone does always their best given the inner resources available to them at their time. But what are these inner resources, by the way? Are you consciousness? Are you self-conscious about your inner resources? Do you know them? How can you know them? That's interesting because in 1955, two American psychologists, Joseph Lefton and Harry Ingram, designed what they call the Johari window. And the Johari window is a kind of quadrant, a framework for interpersonal awareness. And key to this interpersonal awareness is that often you cannot see what you don't know. Right. And you need other people to help you out. So if you're open to yourself and you know something about yourself, or how you deal with things or how you struggle with it, how you deal with challenges, information about you that both you and others know, you know, that's actually in that box. There is another box, and that's called the hidden self. And the hidden self is information that you know, but others don't. Well, do you want to share it? Yeah. And when are you going to share it? Yes, because everyone does always their best given the inner resources available to them at their time. If you know what your inner resources are, but you don't show them, don't share them, nobody will know. But there is another box, which is might be even more interesting, and that's the blind self. The blind self is information about you that you don't know, but others know. They look at you, observe you, see what you do, see what you don't do, how you talk, how you deal with your emotions, etc. But you're not so aware of that. You know, you might somewhere in the back of your mind might know something about it, but simply you're not aware of that. Yeah. You need to know that in order to develop yourself, in order to given that inner resources available to you at that time, to explore those new inner resources, those hidden self aspects, but also the aspects of what you can know. And that's the fourth box, a known self. In that box, information about you is neither known to you or others. So that's actually the field of your full potentiality. Interesting thing is, and here it comes, how do I access those fields? First and for all, one of the things that's very important to understand is ask for constructive feedback. Yeah. Constructive is important. Why should it be constructive? Because nobody wants to tell the truth to someone else, you know, whatever that is. But mostly is a lot of emotion, a lot of self-projection, a lot of stuff with people are dealing them in a negative way, in themselves with and are not solved or something like that, and are projected on someone else's behavior. So the idea is constructive feedback. Ask people what they see in order to see your blind spots. If you see your blind spots, then you start to see what aspects are some way, somehow, also hidden from yourself and maybe also from others. Key to what Joseph Lufton and Harry Ingram said is you have to experiment. Life is an experimentation. Life is a challenge. In life, you have to do things in order to discover what you don't know or what are the blind spots. To sum it up, there is a well-known French philosopher called Claude Bernard, and he said the following: man can learn nothing except by going from the known to the unknown. Beautiful. Man can learn nothing except by going from the known to the unknown. Know yourself. Find your blind spot and ask people for constructive feedback.
Beautiful.
Wow. Good stuff, Frank. You guys are so, wise about this kind of stuff. I love listening to you. I love getting educated every time we do these shows.
It's free for you, man. It's wonderful. Stuff,
man. Wow. So here's my take on this. So only you know what your best is. Why not give your all to each moment? So instead of thinking about, well, am I doing my best? Or just commit, make that commitment 100%. I'm just going to stop thinking about this, like Joe at work, and just, don't torment yourself with trying to figure out, just always do your best and just move forward. There's a very popular quote in my network. Tina Campbell says it all the time. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Yeah. And I know that when she hears this, she's going to say, oh, that was her mentors that said that, but I'm going to give her credit for it today. So Tina, we love that. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So how do we uncover our gifts? What are these inner resources that Peter and Frank talk about? Am I okay with knowing my own limits? So, as Peter so eloquently mentioned, what if we are limited? What if there are things that we can't do? And, I just think that the way we go about this, Peter puts it on a platter and then Frank picks it up and serves it out to you, talking about all, the way to facilitate this type of stuff, backing it up with amazing research from even back in the 50s. Am I okay? Carol always talks about this book. My wife, Carol, always talks about the Surrender Experiment. Terrific book. Check it out if you are listening or watching. How do we remove the negative self-talk and the perfectionism from this? Brené Brown talks about no shame. Can we move forward and just tap into our inner resources, just knowing that we're doing our best? So I think that these are some of the questions, that you can ask from this episode. This is just so much amazing information. It leads me to self-care in the face of awareness. How do we take care of ourselves while we're engaging in that negative self-talk and that perfectionism? If we can push that stuff aside, it's going to be a lot easier to manage your emotional and your mental well-being. So that's what we're here for. We're here to help you do that. I can't thank you guys enough. Peter, why don't you give us some final thoughts?
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Everyone always does their best. Nobody can help the way their brain happened to get wired over the course of their life growing up. That's just reality. And you can't help the resentment you feel. That's just the way your brain got wired. But there are things you can do if you choose to let go of resentment, to let go of the pain that's caused by the way your brain is wired, to let you have greater access, as Frank said, to all the powerful inner resources that your Pathfinder has for you. And that's the point of mindful pathfinding. And that's also why we're here each week to serve up spiritual nourishment for the tired, poor, huddled masses out there. You guys who are yearning to be free and breathe free. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast and listen regularly, because you know what I say, you won't go far if you don't fuel the car, Rick.
Wow. Good stuff, Peter. Frank, you want to share your final thoughts on this topic?
Yes, if everyone does always the best, given the inner resources available to them at their time, I repeat what I often say here, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Yes. Attitude, gratitude is the attitude. And I think if that's the the core theme of your inner resource, well, I think you somehow, some way, found your own Holy Grail.
Good stuff, Frank. So, you know, the thing that I think about when I review a topic like this is, I had this quote in Lucite on my desk when I was a salesman for years. It said, be kind. Everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. And so, you know, this reminds me of that, is that, as Peter mentioned, everyone is trying to do their best, so they can't know whether it's not the best thing they can do. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, good people share good things with friends, so don't be shy. Let those you care about know about your trend-setting discovery of the Road Ahead Cafe. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Savor the day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.